Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Meanwhile, the Vikings, they didn't play yet. They'll play Monday night in Philly against the Eagles. And joining us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, his job is to cover the Vikes for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. His name is Chris Thomason. Chris, good to visit with you.
Steve, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to visit with you. And let's start with the weather in Philly tomorrow night. What's it look like for game time?
Well, it's actually going to be kind of a hot one, so that'll be interesting watching. The Vikings, of course, play indoors in the climate-controlled U.S. Bank Stadium. The high is supposed to be 89 Monday, but keep in mind it's an 8:30 Eastern time start. I think the low is 68, so I would imagine it's probably going to be, I don't know, upper 70s or so or something like that when they kick it off, maybe around 80.
Yeah, so it's not like a noon or a 1 o'clock Eastern time start in Philly, so the Vikes get a bit of a break there, but the weather shouldn't be a problem. I did take a quick peek, and it looked like there was a slight chance of rain. Shouldn't be a big deal in Philly tomorrow night. Let's go back to week one. I don't know if the Vikings could have played any better in their win over Green Bay.
Yeah, you couldn't complain at all. A lot of people didn't know what to think, obviously. First game for Kevin O'Connell, the key starters were all kept out of the preseason. They didn't show anything offensively in the preseason, and all their preparation for Green Bay was done secretly behind closed doors. And, worked out quite well. I mean, you'd think maybe a little bit of a slow start with some of those starters not playing in the preseason. Not at all. The offense came out humming, 17-0 at halftime. But, you know, a real key obviously was the defense, because we've talked about it before, Steve, on how atrocious the defense was the past 2 years. I mean, obviously injuries were a factor. So taking that into account, I mean, you know, they are healthy, but they were switching to a 3-4 scheme from a 3. You can't complain at all about the defense. Gave up a mere 7 points.
There was a thought, though, that they caught Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers at a good time because they didn't have their full complement of receivers. They were a little nicked up or shorthanded. But all in all, the Vikings really dominated that game. It was really never in doubt all day. And when you can beat a division rival, some would argue the favorite to win the NFC North, that is a big deal right out of the gate.
Yeah, they were without their two starting tackles, and obviously the Vikings were able to put a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers, and he doesn't have the experienced wide receiver core to bail him out, and those guys are just starting to get on the same page. I mean, Rodgers didn't play at all in the preseason. At least Cousins has a lengthy history of working with all of his receivers, so that certainly was an advantage for the Vikings there, no doubt.
Chris, the injury report this week, is there anything that stands out to you?
No, not really. I mean, the Vikings, the only guy on it is Andrew Booth, and he's the rookie cornerback from Clemson, but he's pretty much just a special teams guy. So, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, he's not a significant contributor. So, yeah, the Vikings are really pretty much injury-wise in great shape.
Yeah, and going into Philly, there's been a thought, and there's been some stories done that this will be a step up, that this will be a challenge. Number one, on the road, Monday night game. I don't know if we need to revisit Kirk Cousins' overall career record on Monday nights or that sort of thing. But nevertheless, this is a different kind of challenge, and the Eagles, pretty solid team.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Brian O'Neill was talking about their defensive line, Vikings tackle, and we've got a bigger challenge than Green Bay's line. And if you look at the four starters on Philly's defensive line. Every single one's been to a Pro Bowl at some point in their career. Fletcher Cox has been to six, although the defensive line for Philly actually didn't play too well. Last week they gave up 181 yards rushing to Detroit, but, of course, now we're seeing these mighty Lions have this potent attack. I don't know if you saw any of today's Lions game, but the put up a stat, 35 points in three straight games going back to last season. And the last time Lions scored 35 or more points in three straight games was 1953. So that was an interesting stat. But basically, yeah, I mean, the Eagles are going to be riled up. It's nighttime. I mean, you know the crazy Philly fans. They've got a jail in the stadium. So I wouldn't be surprised if that jail is in use tomorrow.
Yeah, Lincoln Financial Field will be rocking for this Monday night game between the Vikes and the Eagles. One thing we can say about the opener, and there is a sense, and it seems to be a no-brainer, is offensively they're going to try and get the ball to Justin Jefferson, and I think that this has been a theme, and, you know, Jefferson is already established as an elite receiver in the NFL, and, you know, trying to get him the ball and targeting him has got to be a huge part of the game plan. Now, with that said, every team the Vikings are going to face know that in that preparation that week that they're going to try and take him away.
Yeah, that was what was so crazy about the Packers game. I mean, everyone knows they're going to Justin Jefferson, and he was pretty much unguarded the entire game. It was quite a bizarre defensive scenario, though, by Green Bay. But a little bit of a subplot, which, of course, was talking about it Friday. I mean, everybody assumed that he was going to be drafted by Philadelphia in 2000 with the 21st pick. Instead, they took Jalen Reagor, now with the Vikings, of course. And Jefferson said on Friday, put up a little bulletin board material saying he's glad he wasn't drafted by Philadelphia and that he's a lot happier in Minnesota. So that's a little subplot. And then Jalen Reagor has said to some extent he's looking for revenge. I mean, he's not going to get many opportunities returning punts, but we'll see if he can get revenge as a punt returner, or maybe they throw him a token pass or two. He didn't play a single snap from scrimmage against the Packers.
Yeah, and that was a pretty big pickup for the Minnesota Vikings to be able to get a guy with that kind of upside to help out on punt returns. You know, it was a need they had, and, you know, who knows, this guy could become a bigger and bigger factor.
Yeah, definitely punt returns was an issue. Last year they had DeeDee Westbrook, who was okay but hardly great. They actually worked him out again and offered him a contract back in June, but it wasn't to his liking. So they bypassed him, thinking that Amir Smith-Marset could be the guy, and it was kind of a semi-disaster in the preseason with him. I mean, every punt return was an adventure. He lost a fumble, muffed another. So they really had to square away the punt returner situation. And, I mean, Reagor, to be 100% honest, has been a slight disappointment as a punt returner so far in the NFL. He did have one for a touchdown as a rookie against the Packers. But they love his potential, and he did average 20.5 yards his final year at TCU in 1999. So he certainly has the ability.
So we'll see what the Vikings have for the Eagles at the Link tomorrow night in Philly, 7:30 yard time. Eagles favored by 2.5 on their home field in that one. I suppose, Chris, it's going to work out real good. You'll be able to scout the Bears and watch Packers again tonight on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, I'll be scouting them tonight. And, of course, I was scouting the Mighty Lions today. And their offensive juggernaut, and they come to U.S. Bank Stadium next Sunday. So, and the crazy thing is, if Green Bay loses tonight, they'll be in sole possession of last place in the NFC North.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about the Lions, you know, everyone wrote off Jared Goff. Pretty good day today. Four touchdowns, 256 yards through the air. You know, he had his moments with the Rams, and everybody hated the guy, and now he's getting a shot with the Lions. And the one thing you can say about the Lions, and is this his second year or third year, their new head coach? I think it's
second year of Dan Campbell. Yeah. They had the infamous Matt Patricia before him.
Yeah. So the second year, and it seems as though he's got these guys believing. You know, they play hard for him.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up an interesting point on Jared Goff. We all remember 2018 when it looked like he was really getting his feet wet after being the number one draft pick. He had a great regular season. He threw for 500-some yards against the Vikings on that Thursday night, takes them to the Super Bowl. It's like, hey, this is a and then the very next year it totally went south. And it's been up and down, mostly down for the last couple of years, but he looks like maybe he's finding a groove there in Detroit now.
All right. Well, here come the Lions next week. But Philly first on a Monday night. Chris, look forward to your coverage. Good visiting with you as always, and thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.